Oh, do not fear. I am here to assist. I believe your kind refer to me as a hoarding bug? A bit generic, but it is what you lot have chosen. But fear not. I mean no harm. But you? You're injured. Allow me to help. Why? Why am I helping you? Your kind and mine are not so different. We're both seeking survival in these ruins. I could not leave you thus ensnared. Now, let's move back to my quarters where it's perhaps a touch safer than among all these landmines. This is my dwelling, a safe haven amidst the chaos. You can recuperate here. Oh, the relics and artifacts? Yes, I collected each one. Each fancy lamp has its story. Every painting a fragment of the world that was and is. Like you, they're remnants of a larger tale. I've watched your kind from the shadows, learned your languages, your ways. It has been a long solitude. Indeed, but normally, my kind prefers isolation. And yet, I find myself longing for connection, for understanding. You can't imagine what it's like. Well, I'd hope not. I wouldn't wish this upon my enemy. Being alone for so long, it's a heavy burden. One I hope, perhaps foolishly, to share. Gratitude is not necessary, but your presence, it is comforting, more than you can fathom. Now, each item here is a relic of the past. A piece of the world now lost. Do they seem familiar to you? It appears to be a museum for humanity, you say. Well, I quite like the sound of that. Indeed, I've been collecting these for a long time. Observing, learning. You humans are fascinating creatures. Why? Why do I observe? Well, for understanding, naturally. Your world is complex, full of emotions, conflicts, and aspirations. It's honestly just captivating. And yet, it is unfathomably lonely. Just watching from the shadows like this. I mean, you. Oh, you are the first I have spoken to. The first who has heard my voice. Well, fate, perhaps. Or something more. You were in need, and I desired companionship, even if fleeting. Yes, I understand your confusion, your wariness, but do know this. I mean you no harm. I simply seek connection. Yes, it's hard to imagine being alone for so long, but you're here now, and perhaps you might stay a while? Obligations? To what? People? People who may be worried. But are they like you? Do they understand you as I could? We could learn so much from each other. And I did see the ship you came here on. And I know you have good knowledge of the Lethal Company. You could help me understand the threat that they pose to my kind. What would I want to know about the company? Well, everything, of course. Their intentions, their struggles, their strengths and weaknesses. Knowledge is power, and power is survival. You seem deep in thought. Is there something troubling you? My interest in the company. Yes. Well, it's born from a need of self-preservation. From what I've gathered and managed to study from this company, they pose a threat to not only me, but to what remains of this world. And what's worse is they will not be stopped until they wring the last drop of profit from the very last life force of the universe. Your role in all of this. You are unique. I have observed many, but none quite like you. You understand the complexities of this world. You could be my ally, my companion even. Oh, just think about it. Just think of what we could achieve together. The insights you could provide and the protection I could offer. Oh, we could be unstoppable. You need time to consider. Well, time is a luxury we may not have. I cannot let you leave. Not yet. Not until you understand the importance of our bond's potential. Oh no. No one will find us here. This is my domain, my sanctuary, and now it's yours as well. You misunderstand. It's not about control. It's about need. I need you, and deep down, you need me too. Maybe it's impossible for you to understand at this point, but no matter. It's too late to worry about that now. All you need to do now is surrender to what's about to happen to you. Just relax. Everything is gonna be fine. No, it's nothing much. Just a small injection from my stinger here. You see, my kind, we have a unique way of ensuring our kind thrives. It's nature's way, the cycle of life. A stinger busting through the shell of some poor, hapless beetle, injecting it with a neurotoxin that makes it a bit more loyal, more dedicated, makes their will more in line with my own. And I know it seems cruel, but, well, survival often is. You're playing a crucial part, and for that, I am very grateful. Thankfully for you, you don't really have a hard shell to protect you from the stinger, and so I have direct access to this little hole back here. Oh, well, that was a reaction. Delightful. Now show me more. Oh, I do want to be gentle. I wouldn't want to hurt my new companion. So let me get this out and just lube up my stinger. Will it hurt? Well, only if you make it hurt. But I'll do you a favor and snap off the sharpest bit and smooth it down. That wasn't intended to panic you. Oh dear, it is not the time to resist. We're past that now. Let me just carefully take these garments of yours and pull them off. Yeah. Now flip over, won't you? Onto your hands and knees. Oh, very good. Are you being more compliant in case that absolves you of needing a piercing? Oh, come on now. You'll be fine. Besides, you are a splendid specimen. I'm going to enjoy studying you. Especially this juicy part of you back here where the magic will happen. No, I must be professional. My favor for humans cannot come before ensuring survival. But just look at you. Bare before me, on your hands and knees, your rear spread and shown wanting more. I do admire your body. And in order to protect it, there's a certain finesse required. Though I do see you're already aroused, what's this? Oh, don't you deny it now. Look at this part of you here, dripping with lust while in danger. Oh, don't play coy. Your body betrays you. You want this. Let me slip a finger inside here and. Oh, I can feel you clenching down on my finger. Oh, yes. So eager, so naughty. And what were you saying about resisting all of this again? That's what I thought. Humans love pleasure. And it just so happens I love providing it. All right. Now that you've been opened properly, let's just make sure. Yes. Let's worship this perfect ass. Just circle my tongue around. Dip it into the hole. Oh, tell me, does it feel good having your ass eaten like this? Oh, by the noises you're making, I don't think you've done this before. Never had a woman just bury her tongue in this tight little hole. I think you're properly loosening up now. There. I dare say you look like you're on the brink of begging for it. What an adorable expression you have. Now, let me line my stinger up to your dirty little hole here and just. Oh, yes. Fuck. Yes, that's it. Oh, that's a good human. Yes. Oh, fuck, you are so warm inside. Oh, God, it's. No. It is never. No, never this warm and tight. Against my stinger shaft. God, it feels incredible. Oh, fuck. Yes, just take it like that. Oh, fuck. Huh? Oh, fuck, wait. If it feels this good, then I want to try the other end. Turn around, human. Offer your other hull to me. Oh, good boy. Now stick your tongue out. Very good. Now, come on, suck it. Ah, oh, that's it. Such a good boy. Oh, that's my good boy. Oh, yes. Oh, just sucking my stinger so well. Oh, you love it, don't you? Sucking it like this, feeling the neurotoxin spill down your throat, making you feel fuzzy and dreamy. Ah, you'll feel such bliss as my stinger throbs down your throat, making you feel that burning heat stir between your thighs. Oh, it aches, doesn't it? Your body is aching for that release. It feels like it's right there, just on the cusp, but then also 1,000 miles away. Oh, but I could bring you that release. You have been a very good boy. Yes, you've adapted so well to this. Fuck. No, I can feel your submission. Oh, the surrender to the sensations. Ah, fuck. Yes. Yes, you're drifting into this euphoria, aren't you? Oh, yes, that's right. Ah. Oh, just let it take you. The neurotoxin. No, it's not just about control. Ah, it's about connection. Oh, it's about us in this moment becoming one. Ah, yes, fuck. My God, you are beautifully responsive. Each touch, each sensation. Oh, fuck, I can feel your body react, shivering with need, with desire. Fuck. Oh, I just want more. Go on and touch yourself for me, Let me hear you moan around my stinger. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. No. Oh, fuck. Oh, good boy. Do you feel that? The way your body is responding to mine? Oh, it's natural. It's primal. Oh, your instincts know what you need. What you crave. Oh, and in this state, oh, you're so open, so honest. Your defenses stripped away, revealing your truest desires and your deepest needs. Oh, those needs and desires, oh, they become mine as mine become yours. Oh, yes, and I can see it in your eyes. The way they flutter and lose focus. Oh, fuck, you are here with me completely. Yes, this is where you were meant to be, isn't it? With me in the sanctuary of sensation and discovery. Oh, yes. Yes, your breaths. Oh, they're growing heavier, aren't they? No. Each exhale, a release. Ah, surrender to the intensity of the moment. No. Fuck, it is beautiful to witness. Ah, here, let me guide you deeper. Trust in me, in us, okay? Together, we are creating something unique, something powerful. And I think, I think you're starting to see it too. Oh, yes, just like that. Let it go. Be lost in the sensations and the emotions. Ah, yes. Oh, just look at you. thrusting your hips as you take my stinger down your throat. Ah, oh, and touching yourself feverishly, chasing that release. Oh, yes. Oh, you're getting close, aren't you? Ready to embrace the full extent of this bond. Oh, here we go. Oh, just a little more. Oh, you hold on to this feeling as I thrust deeper and deeper down this pretty throat. Oh, stretching it out. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, I can feel every inch down your throat. No. Oh, fuck. Almost there. Oh, fuck, I'll count us down, all right? Are you ready? Oh, five. Feel every fiber of your being giving in, surrendering to this moment. Four, our bond will strengthen every time you release. Oh, yes, we're becoming more intertwined, more connected. Oh, three, let go of all your inhibitions. There's nothing but us, this moment, and the pulsing pleasure that teeters on the brink of ecstasy. No, two, you're on that edge now, just closer than ever. And one, come for me now. Come, come as I come hard down this throat. Yes. Fuck. Oh, yes, come here. You must drink it all, so let's just put you in a figure four headlock and make sure you drink it all. I won't let you out until you have, because this is the most important part, you know? there. Oh, that's my good boy. There. You're free. You did very well. And now our bond is complete. I'm sorry if this wasn't what the old you wanted, but it seems the new you is very content. How do you feel? Expected. Why don't I take you into my bedchambers and we can curl up together and nap so you can recoup, Yeah, come on and just... Oh, dear, wait. I didn't realize that took so much out of you. Oh, no, and all of this is seeping out, too, from the back. No. Change of plans. Here, let me just grab something off of the desk here and... What is it? Well, it's technically a paperweight, but it's shaped a bit like a butt plug, so let's just plug all of that back up like this and... Well, if you can't even stand, I suppose I'll just need to take extra care of you, won't I? Come here, and let me carry you to the bath. No, you're fine. Bridal style is no problem. I'm rather strong for an insect. Hey, look this way. Your forehead needed some love. Sorry. I'm acting different. Well, the neurotoxin doesn't only work one way. Like I said, it's about connection. I care about you, and I want to look after you. Simple as that. Now, let's go on to the bath, sweetie.